Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High of 85 today under partly cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 60. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. High of 84 Wednesday under mainly sunny skies. 86 Thursday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America for News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Hays Police Department has officially identified the officer that was killed in the line of duty over the weekend as Sergeant Hayes Heineman. KSN News reports that he had served in the department since 2016, as on Saturday evening, just before midnight, the Kansas Bureau of Investigations said that the Hays Police Department did receive a 911 call indicating that a woman had escaped a domestic violent incident and the woman was attempting to flee. Preliminary information shows that overnight that night that the Hays Police Department and the trooper with the Kansas Highway Patrol were setting up a perimeter near the backyard when the sergeant was shot from inside the home. Heineman was transported to the regional hospital, where he died just before 4 a.m. on Sunday. In other news, a Kansas woman has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for murdering her husband, who was a U.S. Army soldier stationed at Fort Riley. KSNT News reports that a judge has found guilty 31-year-old Margaret Schaaf in the second-degree murder for the shooting of her husband, Greg Schaaf, back in February 2024.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe, put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Kansas health officials are warning about a recall of new products being sold in Walmarts and Costcos around the nation, including here in the state of Kansas, as Sunbeam Products Incorporated has issued the recall of over 1 million Oyster French door countertop ovens due to the potential burn hazard. That report coming from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. KSNT News reports, according to the warning, the affected ovens have a, quote, spring-loaded bilateral glass door, and the Sunbeam has received 95 reports so far, the door closing unexpectedly, resulting in burns to users, including two with second-degree burns. The ovens are priced between $140,000 and $250,000, sold nationwide between August of 2015 to July of 2025 at Bed Bath & Beyond, Costco, and Walmart stores, as well as finding them online at Amazon.com and Overstock.com. According to the CPSC, they say that the company of Sunbeam is giving out free repair kits if you reach out and contact the company. Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a full-time rancher or part-time adventure seeker, make sure your ATV, UTV, quad, or side-by-side are protected. At Blue Valley Insurance, we carry a range of policies that cover different types of risk to your off-road vehicles. Maybe someone gets injured, property gets damaged, or a collision with a vehicle or fence. The right insurance can help with out-of-pocket costs. Ride with confidence, knowing you're protected with Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. It's always a good time to think about safety on your farm. Chase Pagel, a safety consultant for Pagel's Ponderosa Dairy in Wisconsin, says her operations hold trainings with their local safety officials. She goes on to say that they share that every year or every other year, local fire departments conduct walkthroughs of their facilities to familiarize themselves with the layout. It's important for responders to know where animal areas and high hazard zones are, especially places like digesters that contain methane and other chemical storage areas. While maps are prepared to highlight these risks, having fire and EMT teams visit in person helps ensure that they understand the unique challenges they might face during an emergency. She advises holding a debrief after any on-farm accident to review what went well and what could improve, helping everyone work better with fire and EMT teams. Having an emergency response team on site is also key. They practice drills and assign roles like scene control, firefighting support, or first aid, so they're ready to act quickly until professional help arrives.
Don't roll the dice on your next vehicle. Make the sure bet at Rusty Eckford. Like this 2024 F-150 XLT FX Black. Save $16,020 off MSRP. Was $66,510, now $50,490. Or a 2025 Bronco Sport, $239 per month, 36-month lease, 7,500 miles per year, MSRP $32,985. Or a 2025 F-150 starting at $48,975. Rusty Eckford has no payments until January 2026. 0% for 48 months on select new Fords. Over 200 SUVs to choose from. Visit us today at Rusty Eckford or online at rustyeckford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock numbers 214-2048-252-786. WAC plus taxes and fees. See delivery details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved a revised 2026 budget reflecting a 1 mil increase to 45.368 mils, which is nearly 2 mils less than the budget published in July. This will result in a budget of nearly $27.8 million, with $5 million toward the general fund, $4 million road and bridge, and $3 million for health insurance and employee benefits. Marshall County Treasurer noted the need for a tax sale and has contacted the county councilor twice but not heard back. She will inquire of other counties about using an outside firm. Delinquencies from 2022 and earlier are now eligible for consideration. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Nemahal County Commissioners approved purchase of a new dump truck bid at $40,000. And a pair of 2022 pickup trucks for a combined $54,000. County Councilor Administrator advised the county was not ready to go out for bids for a new EMS building yet at this time. Following a public hearing with no public comments coming forward, Gage County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved appointment of Ben Kidder, Robert Moran, and Tammy Zarbanicki for six-year terms on the Hospital Board of Trustees. Gage County Sheriff's Office announcing new hours for vehicle and title inspections Monday through Friday at 4:30. A pair of local residents boating on Big Indian Lake in southern Gage County rescued a drowning man Friday afternoon. Dispatch received a 911 call shortly before 4:30 of a man in trouble yelling for help. Wymore Fire and Rescue and Odell first responders were called. The Wymore Fire Chief called Jason and Rod Hartwick, who he knew were on the lake. They were able to reach the unidentified man in trouble and a friend who was swimming out to try to help. Jason Hartwig is a former U.S. Marine and credited with the life-saving efforts. Both subjects involved were treated and released by EMT arriving on site. City of Summerfield without power for several hours Saturday as a result of a vehicle accident involving a power pole. Marshall County Emergency Management advising Wildcat Road from 17th to 18th roads closed until further notice. Our public affairs program this weekend concluded a series of conversations in September with area school superintendents. This week featured Joel Bickford of USD 380, Frankfort Centralia, and Axtell Principal Whitney McGinnis. All of the series of conversations available as a podcast download at our website, kndyradio.com. City of Washington will hold a special meeting of the council this evening at 6 for discussion of playground and equipment purchase. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available on our website, kndyradio.com, and our social media.
Back to school means your household is back online. With Blue Valley Technologies, try out a 3-month internet speed boost with no long-term commitments. Keep your family connected with 24/7 tech support plus parental controls with worry-free Wi-Fi. Sign up to receive 3 months free plus free installation. Not a current Blue Valley Technologies customer? Sign up for the best in internet service and get a $100 bill credit. Visit bluevalley.net.
Norma O. Stanley, age 93, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Christy Andrews Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Norma Stanley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine throughout Tuesday with our highs in the lower to mid 80s. Then staying mostly cloudy over Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid 80s. Then staying partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine as we head into Thursday, still with our highs in the mid 80s. Then staying clear throughout Thursday night with the lows in the lower 60s. Some sunshine as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, otherwise clear with the lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible early on Saturday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then scattered showers are possible throughout Saturday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Still some rain showers as we head into Sunday with highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September, 77, record high on this date, 95. The average low, 52, and the record low, 28. Sunrise this morning, 7:21. Sunset this evening at 7:13.
There's no reason sweet potatoes should be reserved for the holidays. A few motives to make them a year-round staple on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 29th, the 272nd day of the year. On this date in 1988, the space shuttle Discovery was launched. What's the world's most misunderstood vegetable? One vote might be for the sweet potato. First off, it's not really a potato, but a tuberous root, a member of the Morning Glory family. You may call it a yam, but technically it's not that either. A true yam is a different plant entirely with origins in Asia and Africa. Here's what is true about the sweet potato. It was first cultivated by the Incans in South America. It produces more nourishment per acre than any other cultivated plant. And it's one of nature's best sources for beta-carotene and vitamin A. So keep sweet potatoes on the table year-round. They're not just for holidays. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find plenty of sweet potato recipe ideas at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
My name is McCartney Smith. My parents are Jake and Angie Smith. I'm involved in Stuco, FBLA, FCCLA, NHS, K Club, M Club, Art Club, a member of video production, and also a class of 2026 officer. I'm also involved in cheer and softball. After high school, I plan to attend the University of Kansas and am undecided on a major. My favorite teacher is Lori Douglas.
My name is Corbin Becker. My parents' names are Trent Becker and Mariah Dobravani. I'm involved in FFA, FCCLA, FBLA, M Club, and Stuco, along with football and golf. After high school, I would like to continue my education in livestock management, but undecided where to go. My favorite teacher is Angie Smith.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
Looking for delicious food that won't empty your wallet? Come to El Ranchero in Marysville and Washington. They're serving up authentic Mexican favorites, from tacos to tamales, burritos to enchiladas, at prices that keep your belly and your budget full. Fast, friendly service that feels like home, that's the El Ranchero way. And when it comes to community, they don't just serve it. They support it. From local schools to neighborhood events, El Ranchero is proud to give back. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, and Sunday, 11 to 3. Swing by El Ranchero in Marysville and Washington, where the prices are reasonable, the service is great, and the heart is local.
Cooler weather means it's time to be ready for the season ahead. At Kermer Oil,
we're here to keep you fueled up this fall. Whether it's propane to heat your home or fuel to keep your farm and equipment running strong during harvest, count on dependable delivery, competitive prices, and friendly local service that's just a call away. Don't wait until the cold sets in. Schedule your fuel and propane delivery today. Kramer Oil, our family serving your family since 1976.
And then there were two. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Week four of the NFL season, we're down to a pair of teams without a loss. Eagles have now won 20 of their last 21. They hand the Buccaneers their first loss. Philly now 4-0. So are the Bills. They beat the Saints 30-19. Saints are winless. Titans also 0-4. Texans shutting out Tennessee 26-0. Giants losing Malik Nabers to what they fear is a torn ACL, but they do get their first win, stunning the Chargers 21-18. First loss for the Chargers. Colts with their first loss, 27-20 to the Rams, who get an 88-yard touchdown with a minute and a half to go. Niners lose for the first time, falling to the Jags 26-21. Brock Purdy, two interceptions and a fumble. Patrick Mahomes, four touchdown passes. Chiefs 37-20 over the Ravens. Sunday night game, nobody won. Packers get a field goal at the gun in overtime to tie Dallas 40-40. Bears block a field goal in the final minute. They hang on to beat the Raiders by one. Falcons top the Commanders. First win against Washington since 2018. Lions 34-10 over the Browns. Steelers with six sacks. They beat the Vikings by a field goal in Dublin. Speaking of Ireland, Europe hangs on to win the Ryder Cup, capping a weekend of verbal abuse for members of the European team like Rory McIlroy.
What happened here this week is not acceptable. And it's, you know, for me, it's come and support your team. You know, I think if I was an American, I would be annoyed that people, I didn't hear a lot of shouts for Scotty today, but I heard a lot of shouts against me. And it's like, support your players.
WNBA semifinals, Mercury by five. They close out the Lynx in four games. They advance to the final. Fever beating the Aces. They force a decisive game five tomorrow. Baseball regular season is over. Reds lose, but so do the Mets. Cincinnati goes to the postseason on the tiebreaker. Dodgers win the NL West. They get the Reds. Blue Jays clinch the AL East. Yankees and Red Sox will meet in the wild card series. Guardians clinch the AL Central.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You're on the list for Macy's Fall VIP Sale. That means you're invited to save big on this season's top designer looks at prices you'll love. Like an extra 30% off Calvin Klein, Steve Madden, Hugo Boss, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance from Estee Lauder, Lancome, and so many others. This only happens a few times a year. Don't miss the Fall VIP Sale. Today, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Friday Night Football scores. Marysville falls at Concordia 7-0. Abilene falls to Rock Creek 28-14. Wamego falls to Topeka Hayden 42-6. And Clay Sutter took Chapman 44-8. In our Friday feature game, Hanover rolled Frankfort 50-0. Valley Heights loses to Salina Sacred Heart 26-16. Lincoln spoils homecoming at Washington County 56-6. Axtell beats Blue Valley 54-8. Lynn over Thunder Ridge 36-30. Centralia took Donovan West 30-0. Lewiston beat Diller O'Dell 26-6.
A single score and a defensive stalemate. Concordia wins their homecoming match hosting Marysville Friday. 5:27 to play in the fourth. Drake Blocklinger, quarterback keeper for the Panthers, goes 7 yards. Parker Jackson adds the PAT. He missed a field goal try earlier. Marysville came close, ran some nice offensive possessions, but never threatened. Again, a defensive stalemate goes 7-0 as the Panthers even their season record 2-2. Marysville winless in four starts. Hosting Abilene for homecoming Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierke.
In a battle of district and Twin Valley League foes on a Friday night from Frankfort, it's the visiting Hanover Wildcats that win the battle of the Wildcats 50-0 over Frankfort in this one. Hanover scored on 7 of 7 drives, starting off with a 3-yard touchdown run by Kadrick Cohorse, 1 of 2 here tonight. Also had 3 through the air midway through the second quarter. It was already 14-0 after a 17-yard touchdown run was punched in by Brody Szilagyi, making it 22-0. A 4th-and-goal stand by the Hanover defense gave it back to the offense, and a 21-yard touchdown strike from Cohorse to Braylon Mine, his first of 2 touchdown receptions, made it 28-0. At half. Coming out of halftime, Frankfort fumbles their first possession. Hanover goes down and scores as Cohorse finds Mine for their 2nd of 2 connections, 36-0. Then another turnover on downs by Frankfort makes it 42-0 midway through the third quarter on a 6-yard touchdown run by Hunter Kike. For the nail in the coffin was a 6-yard touchdown run by Cooper Bruna with 10:20 quarter, as this game does go into the fourth. But it's Hanover coming away over Frankfort 5-0. Hanover now 50-0. Hanover now 4-0 on the season. Meanwhile, Frankfort drops to 1-3 on the year. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller Odell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
At Hilltop Tires in Marysville, we know keeping your family safe on the road is our number one priority, and it starts with the right tires. That's why a set of reliable and American-made Cooper tires will last as far as the roads take you. This is Kate Hedke, and whether it's your loved ones to work, your kids to school, or just cruising around town, Cooper Tires gives you the confidence to go the distance. Give us a call at Hilltop Tires and put your family first, one set of Cooper tires at a time.
Be prepared to protect annual flowers and vegetables as temperatures drop throughout the fall and winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plants vary in their ability to tolerate frost. Tender plants such as tomatoes, peppers, coleus, and impatiens will not tolerate freezing temperatures. They'll be the first plants to suffer frost damage. So be prepared to cover these plants even when a light frost is predicted. Cool season vegetables like broccoli, collards, and Brussels sprouts, as well as half hardy and hardy annuals like ornamental kale, alyssum, and pansies, can tolerate a hard frost when temperatures drop to as low as 28 degrees. Monitor the various gardens throughout your yard. Plants growing in open or low spots in the landscape are more susceptible to frost damage. Those planted near the house or under trees may be spared from some early frost. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses How to Grow Anything instant video series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous and productive gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. These 4 in-depth How to Grow Anything courses cover container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and how to make trees and shrubs thrive. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses How to Grow Anything instant video series can help. As host of this series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous and productive gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. These 4 in-depth How to Grow Anything courses cover container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and how to make trees and shrubs thrive. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
When we think of rivers that form the border of the United States, we often think of the Rio Grande in the southwestern U.S. However, here in the north-central part of the country, there's a river that forms part of this nation's northern border. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. you'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In the north central U.S., the Rainy River separates Canada and the state of Minnesota. In the early 1600s, this area was inhabited by the Ojibwe.
About 1630s is when native people would have been seeing any white Europeans in this region.
Ashley Levine, director of the Coochaching County Historical Society, says those first Europeans were mostly interested in trapping and the fur trade. The first settlement here was on what would become the Canadian side of the river.
Fort Francis, they quite literally built themselves a city out of a fur trading post.
And the city of Fort Francis in Ontario, Canada, remains an important town today. On the U.S. side of the border, a settlement called Coochaching Village was established.
Coochaching is a native word. There's a couple of different interpretations. They say that it means either mist over the water or where the two waters meet, referring to the Rainy River and Rainy Lake.
This county bears that name, Coochaching, today. The voyagers who traveled the waterways of this area used the river to help move furs.
The Rainy River watershed was a major point of travel for the voyagers because Rainy River flows towards Lake of the Woods, which ultimately ends up in Hudson Bay, and that's where they were going.
The Rainy River flows west to the Lake of the Woods, which could then be used to travel north to rivers flowing into Hudson Bay. There were falls on this portion of the river, though.
It was really more a succession of rapids, but the biggest drop was about 25 feet, so it wasn't anything crazy.
But you won't find any falls here today. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in International Falls, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Grab your riding partner, UTV, and experience the thrill of the Blue Rapids Road Ramble October 4th. The best experience you'll have on a road ramble all year. Registration begins 8:30 a.m. at the Blue Rapids Fairgrounds on October 4th. Search Blue Rapids Road Ramble on Facebook for more information.
If you bring houseplants inside for the winter, a sneaky little insect might come in too. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Fungus gnats live in potting soil and will happily hop to your other plants as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
If you have houseplants, you might have annoying tiny bugs flying around them. They're called fungus gnats and infest the growing medium of potted plants. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist at the University of Nebraska. He says fungus gnats lay their eggs in moist soil and the larvae live in the top 2 to 3 inches. The maggots then cause damage by nibbling on the plant roots. When an infested plant is moved, such as when you bring it inside from the outside, they swarm in a black cloud. They'll fly from pot to pot, so you could end up with several generations in different pots.
He says one way to prevent them from settling in your houseplant soil is by keeping it on the dry side.
I know that we like to water our plants and keep them healthy, but if you can at least let the top surface of that soil in your pot dry out before you water it again, it'll keep it dry enough in that medium that they won't want to infest it. They like high moisture content in there.
When you buy soil medium, make sure it's been pasteurized. Larson says many people like to dig up soil in the yard and make their own potting mix, but it's also a good way to bring fungus gnats into the pot. Controlling the little buggers can be tricky. One way to start is by hanging a yellow sticky card that you buy at the gardening store. They'll get trapped on the glue, and it might kill enough of them to plummet the population. You can target the maggots with bleach and water.
A 1 part to 10 parts bleach and water solution that you can run through the pot and through the soil, and that will kill the maggots themselves. So that's kind of like cleaning the soil itself.
For biological control, a liquid bacterial drench called Natrol will also kill the larvae. Learn more about controlling fungus gnats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
What do the wealthy know that others might not? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. A survey of 700 people with $3 million or more found that these people understood several key concepts. They delayed gratification, investing with patience instead of trying to get rich quick. They used debt carefully, only when it was likely to yield a return, such as a home or business. They stayed the course, holding investments even during downturns. They diversified with tangible assets like real estate. And they didn't go it alone. They sought professional guidance, often from advisors who share their values, like a CKA. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. You don't need millions to apply these principles. All you need is a willing heart. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Advice for farmers and non-farm motorists about staying safe on country roads. Today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. All-terrain vehicles have become standard equipment on farms and ranches. While useful for work, they're also recreational, but they can pose a safety issue for kids in particular. Make sure operators wear helmets and are schooled in safe use. High-speed crashes and rollovers can be avoided. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. When farmers take their equipment onto public roadways, they're obligated to have that equipment in safe condition. That includes lighting and marking, according to John Shutsky of the University of Wisconsin.
The bottom line is we're talking about making vehicles more conspicuous. And the big way that we do that and the way we've done this going all the way back into the 1960s is the SMV emblem.
Shutsky says regulations may vary state to state, but there are some basic lighting and marking standards for equipment that need to be followed.
But this really ought to be like our bedrock, and we ought to be starting from this sort of base. When we upgraded things in 2012, it was like, yeah, ASABE standards are nice, but like we don't have to follow those. And the bottom line is like, you know, why not? Like there are these options. If it's too expensive, there are feasible workarounds.
Motorists also need to be responsible in these situations, according to Cindy Kovar, program manager for Texas AgriBility.
You know, we're not going to get there a whole lot quicker by speeding past and putting ourselves or others at risk. So just find some patience and enjoy the view while you take a few minutes to get past them.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Landall Company in Marysville is hiring for administrative positions to include graphic design for the marketing office, technical training coordinator for the warranty department, and a systems analyst net developer. Production positions also available, including weld, assembly, paint, and fabrication. For more information about these positions and to apply, visit their website at landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability, welcome.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. China has long been the single biggest buyer of American soybeans, purchasing nearly half of all U.S. exports year after year. But this marketing season is breaking the pattern. For the first time in recent memory, China hasn't placed a single order. That sudden absence leaves U.S. farmers, especially across the Midwest, searching for answers and scrambling for places to move their grain. And the timing couldn't be more difficult. Farmers are still facing high input costs from fertilizer to fuel, while soybean prices remain stubbornly low. Margins are razor thin, and for many operations, the math just doesn't work out. Iowa State economist Chad Hart says losing China as a customer doesn't just hurt exports, it amplifies stress all the way through rural economies, from elevators and co-ops to small-town businesses that rely on farm income. So what choices do farmers have right now? Some will try to hold soybeans in storage, hoping for a market shift later, but storage bins are already tight, and when corn harvest ramps up, that space will be even in greater demand. Waiting too long carries another risk. By spring, U.S. soybeans will have to compete directly with massive exports coming out of Brazil. Others are leaning on domestic crush plants, which processes soybeans into oil and meal. U.S. crushing capacity has jumped about 14% since 2023, giving farmers an additional outlet. Still, those facilities can only take so much before hitting their own limits. A smaller group is shifting towards seed-grade soybeans, signing contracts with seed retailers. That offers stability and some insulation from volatile markets, but it's a niche solution, not a broad fix. North Dakota farmer Mike Langseth recalls that during the earlier trade war years, it was already tough just to break even. He says contracts and crush plants are welcome tools, but they're still partial solutions unless global demand returns. Looking ahead, some producers may diversify into other crops entirely, while others scale back soybean acres and wait out the uncertainty. But for now, with China out of the picture, American soybean farmers find themselves in a holding pattern, juggling survival strategies in the short term and hoping for a long-term breakthrough in international trade.
It's kickoff time at Midwest Kia, and we're starting the season with a touchdown-worthy deal all September long. When you shop any new 2025 Kia in stock, you'll have three unbeatable offers on the field. Loyalty pricing, $1,000 trade assistance, Kia finance bonus cash, and here's the play call. You get to go for two. That's right. Pick any two of those three offers and combine them for the perfect drive into savings. And don't forget, every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It's your play, your deal, your drive, and it's only at Midwest Kia. Don't wait for overtime. Swing by Midwest Kia all September long and go for two on a brand-new 2025 Kia. Midwest Kia, where you always score big. We want to see you.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Planning a new or renovated pasture? Grazing animal performance heavily depends on the nutritional value of the forages they consume. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA, and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Decisions as to what forage species to plant in a given field is a requirement for success. You want the best nutrition for grazing animals while making sure the crop is suited to your land. Dr. Gary Lacefield is a retired extension forage specialist at the University of Kentucky. He says there are several reasons why you need to know what will grow best on your farm. The first is economic. Most of us are in the habit of looking for the lowest price and not thinking about long-term consequences. He says the potential for higher returns with better varieties is immense.
So I want to make sure that I get something that's adapted, something that's resistant to as many diseases and insects and pests that might come along, and then also something that's persistent. I'd like to seed it and have it grow for several different years, and it would be productive over those years, and I could make money with it.
He also recommends incorporating legumes because they complement the grasses well.
Legumes, first of all, have a very unique ability to take nitrogen from the air that you and I are breathing and convert that into a nitrogen-based compound, a protein. Our animals can use that. Our legumes are usually higher in quality. Oftentimes, our legumes can help lengthen the growing season, or a deep-rooted legume can help us during the summer drought period with like a fescue or an orchard grass.
Fertilizing and liming as needed will help ensure good yields, improve forage quality, reduce weed problems, and lengthen stand life. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on forage planning at agriculture.com.
Attention, Marysville and surrounding areas. Tenson Corporation is hiring right now. They're looking for a machine operator. This role focused on quality control. No experience, no problem. They'll train you. They're also looking for a machine adjuster, but for this one, you'll need solid mechanical experience to keep the machines running smoothly and handle repairs as needed. Here's the best part. Tension offers a unique schedule. 3 days on, 1 day off. 3 days on, then 7 full days off. That's a full week off every other week. Plus, Tension offers competitive wages, great benefits like 401k, health, dental, and vision insurance. So if you're in Marysville or the surrounding area, apply today for the machine operator or machine adjuster positions at tension.com/careers. That's tension.com/careers. Tension Corporation is an equal opportunity employer.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The 77th Annual Kansas Income Tax Institute is taking place at 6 in-person locations and twice online. K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen highlights a few of the topics that will be discussed in the classes. He mentions one of the big changes he will be covering.
In terms of my own seminars, as I'm teaching the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, just that is taking a good solid 2 to 2.5 hours just to get through that. It's very substantial. We've got a lot of questions that come up from attendees, practitioners, CPAs, and tax attorneys that are attending. And of course, we have some guidance from the IRS. And as we get closer to the tax schools, I imagine we're going to get more guidance from the IRS and maybe even some proposed regs on some of the provisions.
McOwen previews what else will be discussed by his fellow presenters.
Retirement plans for small businesses, and we have a bunch of individual taxpayer issues. We're going to go heavy on Schedule A and the tax implications of long-term care. That's a big issue with the graying of the population, particularly in rural areas of Kansas. We'll talk about theft losses with respect to internet scams and retiree issues in general.
A portion of the Tax Institute focuses on helping attendees understand potential issues for aging clients.
And then we'll talk about various types of specialized trusts, revocable trusts, and spousal planning trusts, family trusts, Q-tips, land trusts, a whole host of issues with respect to trusts. That's big this year. And then, of course, special needs trusts. That's going to get some of our attention this year, too. And we'll update people with respect to current rulings and cases. Then when we move to day two in a lot of the locations, we'll talk about some other new developments that includes Social Security. Of course, ABBA makes some changes with respect to that. And we've got an hour devoted to basically an hour devoted to IRS updates. What's going on in the agency? What are new forms? What are new perhaps problems they're dealing with? What are audit issues that are out there that practitioners need to be aware of? And then we'll dive into Schedule E and handle some rental real estate loss situations. How do you report royalties? What are the loss limitation rules? And then some specific issues with S corporations.
That was K-State and Washburn Law Professor Roger McOwen with an overview of the upcoming two-day Kansas Income Tax Institutes. Learn more and get registered at www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain. Offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up-to-the-minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through a Monday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day, we're seeing mixed numbers across the board when it comes to the grains market, and those numbers have been going back and forth all throughout the trade day, showing that inconsistency. For the seeds market, we have mixed up mostly lower numbers, and that's been the theme all throughout the trade day so far. And for the livestock market, the cattle are deep into the red, and the hogs follow. In the corn market, December corn unchanged at 422 even. March corn also unchanged at 438 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December up 3 3/4 at 509 1/4. March KC wheat up 3.5 at 529 3/4. In the oats market, December oats down a penny at 308 even. March oats down 3 cents at 328 even. In the bean market, November beans down 2.5 at 1011 1/4. January beans down 2 3/4 at 1030 1/4. Soybean meal for October up 60 cents at 269.40. December bean meal up $1.60 at 276.20. Soybean oil for October down 37 cents at 49.23. December bean oil also down 37 cents at 49.82. In the cotton market, December cotton down 48 cents at 65.92. March cotton down 43 cents at 67.83. Taking our first look at the currencies market in today's trade day, the U.S. dollar index for December down 20 cents at 97.62. The March USDI down 23 cents at 97.27. The euro for December slightly up to $1.17, and the March euro slightly in the green at $1.18. The Japanese yen for December slightly up to 67 cents, and the March yen slightly in the green up to 68 cents. Taking a look now at our midday stock market numbers, the S&P 500 rises as AI name NVIDIA rebounds, EA surges on takeover. The Dow Jones in the red, though, down 67 points at 46,179. The S&P 500 up 7 points at 6,651. And the NASDAQ in the green up 98 points, and that's at 22,582. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't roll the dice on your next vehicle. Make the sure bet at Rusty Eck Ford. Like this 2024 F-150 XLT FX Black. Save $16,020 off MSRP. Was $66,510, now $50,490. Or a 2025 Bronco Sport, $239 per month, 36-month lease, 7,500 miles per year, MSRP $32,985. Or a 2025 F-150 starting at $48,975. Rusty Eck Ford has no payments until January 2026. 0% for 48 months on select new Fords. Over 200 SUVs to choose from. Visit us today at Rusty Eck Ford or online at rustyeckford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Stock numbers 214-2048-252-786. WAC plus taxes and fees. See delivery.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 model LTZ71 pickups. One silver, the other is blue. They have a 2025 Silverado 1500 work truck, new, priced at $41,700. A 2025 Colorado four-wheel drive Z71 package, and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, rising tech shares were helping the NASDAQ composite get off to a strong start to the week. The index was higher this morning by more than 0.5%. The S&P was up 0.25%. The Dow was off 79 points going into the midday. After a July that saw pending home sales fall by 0.4%, the National Association of Realtors says the figure rose by 4 full percentage points in August. The NAR says falling interest rates drove activity in the Midwest, South, and West. Toyota reports a growth in sales for an eighth consecutive month. Worldwide sales for the Japanese automaker increased by a little over 2%. Toyota's production rose for the third straight month by nearly 5%. Tuesday marks the end of the electric vehicle tax credit. For one more day, EV buyers are eligible for up to $7,500. Dealers say business has surged in the run-up to the expiration of that tax credit. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.